Blog Talk Radio.
Frisky's World.
It keeps getting better here.
With natural wild-caught tuna. It's new Frisky's Wild Favorites.
Frisky's Farm Favorites with real farm-raised chicken.
Delicious for real.
Feed their fantasy.
Lord have mercy. Y'all feel that? Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
I found myself standing all alone. See the ones I trusted, they didn't love me, no. Cause when I looked around, my family and friends were gone.
Can't nobody
do it like you love.
Can't nobody.
When things get rough, I know just where to go. Oh, there's a peace, y'all, that I just can't explain. Hey, for those who don't know, it ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost.
Welcome. Good evening. I want to thank you for tuning in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are live on WBNN, the Dynasty Network, broadcasting from Lagos, Nigeria. I want to thank you once again for joining us for our 3,061st presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. I am my brother's keeper. Tonight, we're going to be chatting about the importance of creating and leaving a legacy. And we're going to touch on the state of our black men. I have a very, very special co-host on tonight, Apostle Lee Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. Welcome. Glad to have you tonight with us. I tell you, I'm excited to be able to share some of these amazing brown trailblazing kings going to be a part of the 61 Men of Legacy. And I thank you for joining us tonight. I want to tell those that are tuned in, if you would please share this broadcast with someone in your circle of influence. If you would like to call in and join this conversation, you can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation because we want to hear from you tonight. We're going to be talking about the state of our black man. So before I came on, y'all know stuff always be getting dropped in my spirit, but before I came on, I was prompted to go to Google and looked up some statistics. So I want to share a couple of these statistics that I want y'all to think about as we go forth in this show. And then I'm going to have Brother O, Hall of Fame DJ and producer, to share a track with us on tonight. So first, I want y'all to know that I looked up some statistics, and according to Google, it says that in 2018, there was approximately 21 million black males. They made up 48% of the population. And this is Google. This is a Google search I did before I came on. And then it went on down in the same article. It shared that black in prison rate the end of 2018 was nearly twice the rate of Hispanics. And they were saying that Hispanics were arrested 797 per 100,000, which our black males were 5 times that. And it was based, if you compare it against our white male counterparts, it says that it was 10%. It says 10%, but I think it meant 10 times the rate of the white male is our black males being incarcerated. I tell you, if y'all tune in on Sundays, y'all will hear some of the things that Dr. Chinchilla's share and how our males are being overly incarcerated and wrongfully incarcerated. So these statistics are just, I mean, they just are overwhelming. And I just want us to think about the state of our black male right now. Apostle, I want you to take this opportunity to share a little bit about yourself. You are my co-host, and I want to thank you for stopping by tonight and sharing. I want you to share a little bit about yourself, and then Brother O gonna drop that track for us. So just share just a little bit about yourself so people know who is co-hosting with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. But I'm a black pastor in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm a husband of one wife. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm a great-grandfather. I'm one of those statistics that, you know, that God allowed to come from nothing into something. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm one of those people that, you know, have those dreams where, you know, I think I can, and then I know I can, and I've done that. Started with 4 gallons. And created a business, which I'm one of the only 2 black distributors here distributing chemical for cleaning cars. We have a mobile detail service where we have a school where we teach black men how to create a job for themselves so they don't have to work under anybody else because the system is designed to make them fail. So I try to show you how you can stand up and do something for yourself and not be looked down, but looked up on.
So you just dropped something that I didn't even know about you. I knew about the chemicals, but you just dropped some nuggets that I didn't even know. But we're going to dig deep tonight, and we're going to get to know some of these amazing males that's amongst us and we don't know about. Brother O, if you would drop that track for us.
I've had sins and I've had pain, my heart has been broken. My life has
But in spite of everything I've been through, I still gotta say thank you. I've been up and I've been down.
I want to thank the Hall of Fame DJ and producer, Brother O, for that amazing track. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela, live right here on WBNN, the Dynasty Network. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I'm going to go ahead and start introducing my guests, well, allowing my guests to introduce themselves. I tell you, I have some amazing men that's going to be stopping by tonight. They are some trailblazers. They are definitely creating and leaving a legacy. Apostle, what does legacy mean to you? What does that word mean to you?
History, a path that you didn't know you had. Legacy is something that I like to look over our ancestors and say, Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, the ones that did it just because, not because I wanted to say I've done something. I did it because it needed to be done. Legacy.
Wow. Well, these men, they're definitely some trailblazers in their own right. First, we're going to bring up Chaplain John McClugan, Jr., an amazing man of God. Are you there, Mr. John?
I am, if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me
tonight?
Yes. Oh, I'm amazing tonight, as always.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I'm always honored to be in the midst of my Brown Kings. But definitely in the midst of those that are making a difference and impacting the lives of others, please introduce yourself to those that do not know who you are.
Absolutely. I'm Chaplain John McClung, Jr., or they would call me John McClung, Jr., a.k.a. the Chaplain. I currently reside in Atlanta Metro, better known as Decatur, Georgia, where it's greater. Originally from Long Beach, California, I am a godpreneur. I am an author, publisher, speaker, as well as trainer and coach, partner in a media company I own. I am a testimony apparel. And so for me, God is my foundation as well as my source, and I am truly one that is an advocate of my brothers when it comes to being a brother's keeper.
Wow. So I often ask people, what has this journey been like? Of course, we're on a show titled Walking in Purpose. So everybody want to know, what has this journey been like? Because you're definitely walking in purpose. You're definitely doing things that are impacting lives. And I know it hasn't always been like that. So if you would briefly share just a little bit, just a nugget.
Absolutely. You know, walking in purpose is a challenge all the time, especially when you first start out not knowing exactly what you are designed to do or divine to do. And for me, my divine assignment I ran from, I was considered the prodigal son because I'm a PK, preacher's kid. And so it took me a minute to actually slow down, submit, and come to grips with the fact that whatever is in your DNA, you cannot get away from. So when it came to my purpose, it was in teaching and serving, which is my two gifts, as well as administration. And it is something that I've lived up to, especially for the last probably 10 or 15 years, but really most of my life from the standpoint of that which I got a chance to be exposed to. It didn't take me down. It slowed me up, but didn't take me down. And so I'm fortunate to understand what purpose is all about and living in it.
That is an amazing testimony. How can people follow you, support your clothing line, get in contact with you?
Oh, great question. Anywhere on social media, I'm under John McClung Jr. or I am a testimony, which is the apparel line. And the apparel line's website is www.iaat333.com. And you can see some of the items that I've had. I've had the company for 11 years now, and it's just now starting to grow.
Wow. Well, I definitely want you to hang around, hang tight. We're going to go to this track, and then we're going to get some more of these amazing men on. But I definitely want you to hang around, because later on in the show, we have the most important part of the show where we allow people to call in and chat. So I definitely want people to be able to chat with me. So if you want to hang tight, I'm going to get you back on. And I thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. It has truly been a blessing. Brother O, bye.
You've been good. If I never own a mansion, way out on a hill, if I never see riches, Lord, I'll serve you still. If I lose all my possessions and my health begins to fail, I can still say you've been good. If I wake up on tomorrow, find that all of my loved ones are gone, look around and see that my friends are few, I'll still keep holding on. If I call and there's no answer, in the midst of my despair, I can still say, Lord, you've been good.
God. Oh, you've been good.
Well, I can tell you, he's truly been good to me. I'm truly grateful. He's been good to you, Apostle.
Yes, he has. Very much so.
I had to make sure you ain't fall out over there in the spirit now.
No, but I'm talking about writing everything down that I hear.
I tell you, you about to be amazed. You about to be amazed at two of these next two. But this next one that's about to come up, young king that's doing amazing things in Cincinnati. I tell you, he is definitely a trailblazer in his own right. He got his hands in a lot of things. I'm going to allow him to come forward and introduce himself. Mr. Hosea Stanford, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am amazing. I'm amazing. If you would, I want you. Apostle is on with us tonight. He's my co-host tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Good to hear you.
But I want you to share with those that are tuned in and those that will hear this replay just a little bit about all of those amazing things that you do, because you do a lot of amazing things. But I want you to briefly share with them some highlights of all that greatness that you
do. Okay. Okay, we'll try to sum it up real quick. My name is Hosea Stanford. I'm 25 years old from Cincinnati, Ohio. My core values are passion, unity, life, love, greatness, inspiring. And I help teach people how to become financially savvy and mentally savvy. By doing that, you know, I do run a business by the name of Pooji. And it's just the core values I just mentioned. That's what Pooji is. And in that business, I help people with cryptocurrency, getting started making a portfolio, you know, learning how to do research and, you know, invest. I'm also a life coach as well. I also have a clothing retail business, so I sell clothes, and I also am a videographer and photographer. So I do that kind of stuff inside that business. Alongside of that, I'm also an enrichment teacher inside the community. So I have three schools where I teach enrichment to black males, 4th through 12th grade. And I'm also a man inside the city of Cincinnati. So like, I'm inside a group called the Black Males Man Cave, where we help black men with mental health, real estate, finances, just all the areas, you know, we have, that's a group where we help black men in the city, you know, become, you know, mentally straight, you know, and financially straight. So, you know, if the head is weak, the body will follow. So our goal is to just help other black men come together and lift each other up to be on one accord.
Wow. You said a lot there. And what, you're only 25. That's just amazing. You are definitely setting the bar high and paving the way for some young males and young females to come after you. I thank you for that. But what has this journey, this short journey, been like for you?
I mean, it's most definitely, it's pros and cons for sure. You know, like it's highs and lows. You know, the highs is real good, you know, especially, you know, you got God on your side and you always, you know, pray for strength. You know, you have that endurance, you know, when you ask God for strength. But the journey is most definitely tough, you know, especially, you know, dealing with what we got out here today. You know, we got so many distractions, so many, you know, haymakers getting thrown. You have to really be disciplined and really be focused on, you know, what you're doing and ask for guidance, you know, and to ask that you're doing anything with a clear heart and a clear mind, because a lot of stuff can be done with hidden motives and based off what you want to do, not what's good for you, you know. So it's most definitely highs and lows, you know. It's a long journey. It's so much to, you know, really cover. But I would just say, like, it's really just about protecting your mind and knowing what you want to do and being serious about it, you know, for yourself, without letting somebody else distract you or try to throw you, you know, to the naysayer, because, you know, if you live off of other people or go off of other people, you'll never be yourself. You'll never be able to, like, really fulfill what you're able to do, because you was never, you know, able to think about yourself and your purpose and what you was supposed to be doing, because you were by everybody else. So it's really just a long journey with finding yourself and making sure you're doing what you are meant to do.
Well, I definitely want to applaud you, because you are only 25 and you definitely have your head on straight. You are definitely beating the odds, because statistics say you're supposed to be incarcerated. But I thank you for being a upstanding king that's definitely setting the bar high and leading the way for our males. Apostle, do you have anything that you would like to ask this king tonight?
Yeah, I applaud him for what he's doing, because his mind is in the right place. And to find a young man that's focused like that, that just lets us know that statistics are what they are. You know, but one thing about statistics, everybody can read them, so therefore they can manipulate them. But when you know who you are, then you can go further. And I'm glad that he has his feet planted. And I'd just like to know what his next endeavor would be.
That's wonderful. So right now, you know, I've been inside a lot of therapy since last year. And since November, December, my therapist, she's been really big on encouraging me to take care of myself, you know, as far as self-care, you know. So I've been really just, you know, making sure I create that balance of time to focus on myself, because a lot of times I would put so much work in, you know, being an entrepreneur, working for myself, my business, and making sure I fulfill everybody else's needs, that I never really understood how important it was to take care of yourself. When I say that, I'm talking about mentally, and also just understanding it's okay to be off. You know, it's okay to turn off from everything else. It's okay to not be perfect. You know, a lot of times I feel like, you know, I'm going to say for me, like when I first got into business, entrepreneurship, I was so caught up with this professional image. You know, I get on social media or I get in person with somebody and it's all business. It's all about my work. It's all about my clients. And now it's like I can't really show who I am. You know, like I'm really a fun person. I'm really a person that talks about everything. I'm really a renaissance guy. I like to try new things. I like a lot of stuff. So a lot of times it don't be shown because I'm so caught up with, you know, being professional and trying to help somebody versus being vulnerable and lowering my guard to show them, like, look, I'm not perfect. You know, so you don't need to be perfect. You know, the only person that's perfect is God, you know. So right now I've just been on the journey of, you know, during the summer, I'm getting into music. I didn't tell you guys earlier, but I'm also an actor, you know, so I'm looking to do a lot of commercial work and put some music out so everybody can be inspired by the music or just be touched by, you know, my work. So that's what I'm focusing on next.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
That's like amazing.
That. Yes, it is.
And
I like.
He said a mouthful though, but he said a mouthful. He touched on some. He touched on some things that we don't want, like, to talk about in the brown community. Self care,
yes.
Mental health. He said therapist. He said that word that scared a whole lot of people. He said therapist. They run when you say that word. I'm king. I thank you. I just had this conversation with someone else today. So, King, I thank you because you come right behind me and confirm what I said. It's okay. It's okay to not be okay. But it's okay to know when it's okay to not be okay.
That's it.
And I thank
That's
you.
That's it completely.
I thank you. You definitely, you said something tonight, and I thank you for that. So, before we go to this trend. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to say one more thing, if I could, about the therapy. Like, just real quick, when it comes to therapy, I had the same, you know, bad stigma about it. You know, like, this was my second time. The time was when I was younger, like around the teenage stage, and it wasn't good for me. You know, like, I didn't have the right therapist that, you know, understood me well, you know, so it was like another way of trauma for me. You know, I really didn't like it. You know, it was just bad, you know, so it didn't really last that long. But now, you know, since I'm like more understanding, more aware, and I'm also more intentional, you know, where I want to get help, where I want to be like, okay, why am I having these situations? Why am I going through this? So now in therapy, You know, I asked different questions. You know, I went into it with a different mindset. And also, I can't go in there trying to counsel my therapist. I can't go in there trying to tell, you know, ask her, like, well, why do you think this way? You're not perfect either. It's not about her. It's not about other people. It's about me and my accountability for myself. And also, knowing who your therapist is, you know, like at the beginning, you know, she really didn't understand me at first because she was trying to do the traditional therapy, right? And that's up to you to tell them, like, hey, let's start here, or let's talk about my day. Let's talk about what I did today. And then from there they can dissect, you know, how you handle situations, and then they can start talking about where these traumas come from versus, you know, the traditional, where you grew up, how you grew up, and all the other stuff, because that can make somebody not trust therapy and also feel like it's more controlling. So I do get it, but also, like I said, man, find a person that you trust, you know, and find a therapist that understands you and that also wants to, you know, adapt with you versus them trying to, you know, adapt you, you know. So just that's another key note for therapy.
Wow. Still some powerful information and some powerful thoughts, because, again, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's not by coincidence that we're on here talking about this. And this is something that plagues the brown community, something that plagues our brown males. So thank you again for sharing that and being transparent enough to share that. How can people support you? How can they follow you? How can they see what's next? How can they check out what you already got going on? How can they connect?
Okay, first I'm going to give out my business. My business, you can find me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, under Pulgi Global. It'll be P-U-L-L-G-I and then Global on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to, like, go on my website, that's www.pulgi.org. So www.pulgi.org. That's where you can, like, book me for any of the services, look us up, stuff like that. And then if you want to find my personal, on Facebook, my name is Hosea Stanford, or to be on the flyer. And my Instagram is only Hosea, and that's on Twitter as well.
Well, I definitely want you to hang tight, because I definitely want you to chime in when the calls start coming in. They want to start asking them questions. So if you would, just hang tight. I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. Brother O, go ahead and drop that track for us.
Life is not promised to anyone. It's a better way. That's something I want to say.
I want you to think about what life is all for you. The eyes, the cars, those things, they really don't mean one thing. What does it mean to gain the world and in the end lose your soul? I think I ought to let you know that these things don't last for long.
Welcome back. You can call in at 516-453-9133. You are tuned in to Walk In Purpose with Angela live from Lagos, Nigeria, right here on the WBNN, the 90 Network. So we have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you could state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. Yes, indeed, I am caller number one. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, woman of God?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Excellent. Really, really enjoying this show. How you doing, special honored guest and man of God?
Doing well, and yourself?
Doing excellent. Appreciate all that y'all bringing tonight. Look, I know a lot of people want to hear the rest of this show, so I got some great news for the woman of God. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Congratulations, Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 38th all-time and 7th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Wow. Man, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. I thank my special guest. I thank him. I thank all of our supporters. Ooh, wee. I'm honored. Thank you, Huni Bakatun.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, wee. Huni Bakatun.
You're welcome.
What's your take on tonight's topic? I know this is your topic.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't call me a master sound therapist for nothing. You know, actually, I do a little bit different, a lot more ancient than the secular, as well as the things in which has been taught by today's standards. Trust me. With all the trauma and hell that we have experienced for over 422 years, what they're offering is a step, but it's going to take a lot more. But it's something that we have to do. Piggybacking off that last song, You Can Lose the World, But Don't Give Your Soul Up. And we are the first people on this planet that had soul. And a lot of us haven't took time to take our soul back. You know, many people have been praying and expecting them to give something back to us when they don't have that authority. That's something we got to do. We got to take it back. You get what I'm saying? And when we take our soul back, there's nothing they can do to us, trust me. Anyway, don't stop the party. Come back. All right, everybody who's listening tonight, look, I'll be celebrating my 5th year anniversary with the greatest network of our time, WBNN. And come on, well wish, send your divine prayers and blessings and everything like that. We're going to have a great time tomorrow, okay?
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Huni Bakatun.
Right.
We didn't tell you didn't even tell exactly who you are. You have some titles. You didn't even tell your titles. Like, you are somebody. You got some titles around here.
Oh, yes, I am somebody. Oh, yeah. What's primary? Thank you so much, woman of God. I am indeed a son of God as well, son of the Most High, that is. And I've been called to service well over 36 years ago, going into my 37th year to my call, okay? Everybody was sitting here for a purpose. I found out my purpose over 36 years ago, and I'm definitely here to make a difference.
Amen.
No. He's being disobedient. Okay, and this is only the level that goes. I'm not gonna lie, you be disobedient. You heard what Angie told you to do. This man here is the 2-time WBNN host of the year for the class of 2018 and 2020. But most importantly, this man was enshrined into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame as a broadcast enshrinee in 2020. And this year he goes in as elect as a lifetime achiever to the same hall. Man, stop playing with us.
Hey, you know, honestly, I know all of that, sir, but look, I'm just like a detective. I can have all the evidence in the world, but I got to get the confession.
Too much. See what I have to sit in between. I sit in between two Hall of Famers.
Don't worry. I got his behind. I got his behind. Hey, Huni Bakatun, we're gonna talk after the rest of the show. Bye.
All right, love you.
But thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. We have another track, and then my next guest will be right with us. Brother O, drop that track for us.
Listen, my brother, my sister, don't give up. It's gonna work out, I promise, in time.
Though it seems like life is over, and your tragedy has no end, don't count yourself out of the game. No, not yet. Pull it back together and drive right back in. Oh, it's gonna work out, yeah, in time. Whatever you've been going through, you're not by yourself. As crazy as it may seem, yeah, it happened to somebody else. But what I found out is that if you hold on till the sun arises, it will, yes, it will work out. Your habit can't be beat. There's no need to lay down and give up in defeat. Put that bad experience behind you. Hold on and know it will, yeah, work out in time. I know you've been abused and someone took advantage of you, but no, God will replace your scars like only He can do. Oh, don't walk around in your guilt and your shame. Call on His name, it will work out in time. Yeah, in time. Yes, my brother, your trouble will all be over.
To Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN, the Dynasty Network. You can call in at 516-453-9133. We have Shannon Stanton. Come on, Shannon, how you doing?
Yeah, lady, I'm doing good, but I lost my voice, so I'm going to try to make it through this poem. I love you, Angela. Brother O.
Love you, too.
Okay. So this is a poet's prayer. It's what it's called. Let me take a drink. Okay. God, where are you? because I really need you here to get me past what I'm going through. God, I strayed away from the flock, and I'm out here lost and alone, and I'm scared. But I've never had to question whether or not you even care. But God, sometimes in life I get so confused. But whenever my soul is troubled, I can always turn to you. God, please don't depart from me. And for all the times I let you down, Lord, forgive me, Lord, I'm sorry. Thank you for all the love you've shown. But I need you to guide my steps because I can't do this on my own. And God, you've been so good, even when I've done most of what I shouldn't and none of what I should. God, please help me to forgive. Take the pain I have left and order my steps in order for me to live. God, thank you, because you're my hope. Let your stripes be my healing and my mender when I get broke. God, I need you. And if part of the plan is holding on to your hand, I hope my arms are long enough to reach you. God, when I'm unworthy, you're still working. And every time I turn around, you give me a blessing when I don't deserve it. God, your righteousness reaches beyond all my wrongs. And every time I stray away, I make it back to your loving arms where I belong. God, you brought me through it all. And when no one else would answer the phone, you were there every time I called. God, when the night gets dark and give me the light, as long as I'm with you, I know that everything is going to be all right. God, you're the one that kept me. And on the longest of the loneliest nights, you never, ever left me. God, this is the only way to thank you for the poetry that you gave me. And most of all, thank you, because every time you come and save me, God, please cover me. Teach me how to live my life as a direct result of you loving me. God, help me learn to how to understand. Give me courage to unbow my fist so I can hold on to your hand. God, bless my purpose and my peace. And if I lose it all, let my portion, let me get it all back again. God, you dried my tears and gave me a reason to smile. And the biggest blessing I can ever ask you is one day just to make you proud. God, thank you because your love never changed. And this is a poet's prayer because God, I owe you everything. Yes, at peace.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, Shannon. That is amazing. Wow. Thank you for that piece.
You're welcome, Ashley.
Wow. Please share who you are and how they can hear you.
Well, I'm a new believer. I'm a new believer. You know, I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm walking this, you know, day by day, and it's uncomfortable, but it's no going back to. It's no way I can go back and live with myself after the changes that have taken part of me internally, you know, and I don't know what I'm doing, and it's scary. It's really scary.
Life, baby, it's experience. We all on this journey together where none of us have
it
been
is.
Here before.
I'm just grateful that I made it.
And,
you know, I don't have
it's
the same
okay.
problem. Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay.
It is.
It's a learning it experience. Is. You learn and you grow. We all, there's a scripture in the Bible. It says that we fall, a righteous man falls seven times. If how can he get up? How can he fall if he don't get up, baby?
Yeah.
It's okay to fall. But just don't
it's
stay
not
down.
It's falling. I haven't necessarily fallen. It's just that I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to operate in the evolution that's taking place. I don't know what I'm doing here. I ain't never tried to live right.
None of us know.
Do
right. I don't know what I'm doing.
So
I ain't been here before. I ain't never been here. I've not been here before. This journey to me is new. I'm experiencing things I've never experienced before. I'm on this faith walk. I ain't been a lot of stuff before. But I'm willing. Because I'm willing to die in the flesh so I can live in the spirit.
I got to come on. Shannon, you know, you are family here at WBNN. And to see you grow, to come back, this young lady went through two internships. That shows you her spirit and her humbleness. She's the only host that had to do that. You know, through all the downs and outs, Shannon was humble enough to say, you know what, I'm happy to be an intern again. I'm happy to be a candidate. And that's what makes me so proud of you, Shannon, your humbleness to God. And you are one of the greatest hosts we ever had this network, and definitely one of the greatest poets that ever even capture a mic. Lady Dolomite, y'all, Miss Shannon Stanton.
Thank you.
So when can we support you? When are you on again?
I don't know. I just had a show, and I'm not sure.
She'll be on another month. She'll be on in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay. So 3 weeks from tonight. Well, I want to thank you for that poem. It truly blessed me, and I'm sure someone else was blessed by it. You stay encouraged. Know that you have purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, he said that he placed you, he had a plan for you to prosper you, for you to be in good health, for you to have hope in the future. It's not just for one person. It's for you too. He has no respect for a person. So just walk it out, baby. Just walk it out. If you make mistakes, learn from the mistakes and just continue to grow. Your humbleness will take you the wrong way.
Amen.
Wow. I thank her for that poem. God is good. I tell you, God is good. And that's why I am my brother and my sister's keeper. You know, we don't know what the next person is going through. That's why we got to learn how to have empathy, learn how to have compassion and show compassion. I tell you, I'm excited. I have my next guest that I'm going to bring up. His name is Mr. Avery Dawson. Mr. Avery, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing great. We've been allowing everyone to introduce themselves, tell a little bit about themselves, and then we're talking about legacy. We're talking about the current state of our black males. So please share with the listeners just a little bit about Avery Dawson.
Okay. I'm Avery Dawson, originally born and raised here in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see. I don't know. What should I tell the people?
All of the amazing things you're doing. I heard you are a 2-time college grad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I have a
Papa, did you hear how he just said, oh, yeah? Why he just
brushed it out.
I mean, there's a reason for that, but yeah, I have a Bachelor of Business Administration and the focus in accounting, and I just obtained my master's in business administration as well. But the journey shall continue. I'm working on, you know, getting my doctorates, probably in education. I'm looking forward to probably being an instructor later on down the road. But I'm also a U.S. veteran. I'm still in the U.S. Navy Reserves currently. About to deploy in about 50 days, so a month and a half or so. So I've been putting in a lot of work. I've been, you know, grinding, busting it out, trying to help out the community, as well as, you know, start a new career path.
Wow.
Man of greatness.
Not one of the statistics. he definitely not one of the statistics that we read about all the time. So what has this journey been like, sir?
The journey has been, it's been exciting. It's been, you know, it's definitely put me in a space where I'm uncomfortable, and I'm learning that uncomfortable is good, shall I say. I never want to be comfortable in, you know, situations ever again, because, you know, being uncomfortable, it allows you to grow. It allows you to see things that you've never seen before. And I know we have a guest that spoke about, you know, being on a path that she's not familiar with. And, you know, and contrary to that, it's just, that's a part of growth. That's a part of starting a new life, starting a new journey. So I commend, you know, everyone that's starting a new journey, starting a new path in their life. It's a good thing.
I'm sorry, you were saying something. Wow. You're definitely a trailblazer, definitely setting the high, the mark high. What made you decide to do military?
What made me decide to do military? Honest answer here, I think I wanted that option to transition to a new career. So I always knew I was going to be, you know, some type of businessman, you know, in particular, an accountant. I figured that's where the money was. But I also wanted something to kind of fall back on or something to transition to. So that's where the military came in, and it kind of kicked in, you know, back doors and benefits that will be beneficial, you know, throughout the rest of my life. So that kind of helped me, you know, reignite that excitement about the military and, you know, the path that I'm on. So I'm really excited about, you know, everything that lies ahead, especially with me, you know, transitioning to active duty service with the Navy and things like that. But I definitely am looking to set the bar high for, you know, my loved ones and my two young boys who probably looking up to me and, you know, wondering where's daddy going or what's daddy doing and things like that. So I definitely want to be a role model for them to let them know that the sky's the limit. You know, everything you say you want to do, you can do it.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us tonight. How can individuals connect with you and support what you're doing? Oh, and I meant to ask, what are you doing in the community right now?
Right now, I'm volunteering with a adolescence program, and they have like a food donation side to it as well. The name of the program is called Chris 180. It's here in Atlanta, Georgia. And what I do is I show up and, you know, I help pass out food and clothing items to those, you know, who need it. And I also talk to individuals. I'm learning to engage with people. So it's not always about, you know, understanding what people need, but it's also understanding where people are coming from and, you know, just being in touch with oneself. And I feel like that's very important, you know, within the community, because we're kind of blinded about what's going on, you know, behind the scenes and behind closed doors. So that's a very important part for me, just
wow.
Talking to the individual.
Wow, that's amazing. Apostle, do you have any questions before we allow Mr. Avery to go?
I was just listening at him saying that he's a father and he's setting the bar for his sons, you know, and that's the key right there. That's a legacy right there within itself, because they know that dad is doing something, you know, and being a black man and being able to look up and say, that's my father. He's going this place, that place. He's seeing the world and he's helping the community while he's here. I just applaud your, the service for one, and you for being willing to even just step out like you're doing. And all I can say is keep moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I will.
So, Mr. Avery Dawson, how can individuals follow your platform and support what you're doing?
They can follow my Instagram. Not very, you know, active and, you know, posting on there, but, you know, I'm not a social media person, but I can definitely respond to messages. So I can say anywhere from Instagram to LinkedIn to email, or you can simply get my phone number. My phone number is 224-703-2657. You can hit me up through email, Gmail, AveryDawson32@gmail.com. LinkedIn is Avery Dawson, of course, and my Instagram is Lil Avery, OLLAVERY08.
Wow. I definitely want to thank you for stopping by tonight, and I want to thank you for your service and just being transparent on tonight. So thank you for stopping by, Mr. Dawson. So next we have Mr. Fernando Rover Jr. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you on tonight. And thank you. Thank you for hanging tight. I tell you, I'm going to let you do it. Introduce yourself, and then you know what I want.
My name is Fernando Rover Jr. I am originally from San Antonio, Texas, is where I'm calling from. I am, above all, I'm an artist, so I pursue different mediums. Most of my work I've done has been through writing. So I'm an author of currently 3 books, but I've recently dived into other mediums like photography and a little bit of film and a little bit of combining the three, actually. I am in, I guess, you know, people always ask me, you know, what are you, like, the common question that artists are asked is, you know, what inspires you? What are you motivated by? And, I came up with this statement a few weeks ago. I'm motivated by, or inspired by the three C's of life, which is, creativity, curiosity, and complication. And the reason why I say that is because those three things are certainly what has made my life the way it is, and I'm very thankful for that. But also, it's, to me, when I think of the trajectory that, you know, Black men have to go down, you know, it's often paved by experiences that prompt creativity, curiosity, and, you know, our mere presence as Black men is complicated because, you know, oftentimes we're seen as the antithesis to what is, you know, good or what is, you know, important, and we're not always given the platforms to do everything that we, you know, want to do, and sometimes we're often overshadowed or not even brought to the table to really give our perspective. So through my art, I do that. I create experiences, and I basically, you know, for me, at the core of my work is I'm a storyteller. So I tell stories I'm motivated by stories of Black men, and I'm motivated by just stories of the world in general. And everything that I do, I try to center it on authenticity and vulnerability, and if anything, just trying to move the ball forward towards better understanding. So that's pretty much kind of how I introduce myself.
Wow, amazing. I know that you are a gifted poet, and I see how you have incorporated photography into that, and you say now film. I'm excited to see that. You are definitely talented. He is amazing, y'all. He's kind of being shy and bashful here right now, but he's amazing, talented. You know, I want you to share a piece with us on tonight.
Okay.
You had to know
sure.
that. You had to know that.
Well, fortunately, I have a book next to me, so I'm always prepared. Okay. So So for everyone there who's listening, I recently released my third poetry project entitled Maverick. Came out on March 21st. It's available on Amazon and on my website, framereferencemedia.com. I'll repeat that again after I recite my poem. And so the piece that I'm going to read today is actually, it's very fitting for this, for this talk, entitled Enemy of the State. Does my blackness offend you? Does it make you realize that the words land of the free and home of the brave has been nothing but lies? I'm standing in history's corner, tired of treading tight ropes used to hang my brothers and sisters like strange fruits from trees. I'm staring down the walls of lost time at portraits and unfamiliar faces banished to the margins of the text, preserving hollow milestones and unintended legacies. Don't pick me out from the corner of your eye to place me at the bottom of your shoe. Don't blind me with your fading torch of liberty. I was simply wading troubled waters to reach a land promised to me, a land of opportunity and domestic tranquility as it was made on that September 16th day. I am ringing freedom's bell, welcoming my brothers and sisters of the night home. I broke every chain and escaped the ivory tower to reach a promised land owed to me. Does my blackness intimidate you? Does it make you question every history lesson, misconception, and transgression at the hands of your people on my people? When you wrote, "We the people," you meant your people. You were dancing in the streets on July 4th. I was not allowed to celebrate. I watched from behind the gate. Does my blackness upset you? Does it make you uncomfortable? Are you mad because it's untouchable and damn near indestructible? I have been beaten, tripped, kicked, tricked, pressed on, and stepped on. Million-dollar businesses and social systems have been built on my back. I am the metropolis with streets paid for and by black people. I am Black Wall Street. You tried to burn me down, break my windows, eradicate me from existence, but it is through persistence and resistance I am here. Through centuries, darkness, and fear, I am here.
Wow. Wow.
That was good.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Good. That was good.
That was good. And guess what? We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5. Tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito from New Jersey.
Hey, Jerry. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. A few things. First, I want to congratulate you on stealing my crown, like I said you would. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. Amazing. I was crossing my fingers. I'm like, I want it to happen. Amazing, amazing show. Incredible guest. You know, I want to give a shout out to Shannon as well. First of all, yeah. I'm probably one of her biggest fans when it comes to her poetry. You know, I'm a poet, but I got to tell you, she's one of my favorites. And, you know, she had me all teared up tonight. So I'm going to continue to pray for her. And I just thank God that she has given her life over to God. And it's not easy. But guess what? He makes it comfortable. And the longer you give your life to him and pray to him and ask him for comfort, and he'll show you. And I hope she's still listening, because I just wanted to say that on her behalf. God's got this. So, and your guests, I want to say hello to them. Amazing. And all the pieces they read, absolutely beautiful. And this is just such an inspirational show. Angela, it's awesome. So thank you.
These are a few of the men of legacy that's going to be featured inside a special edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine in June. I'm honoring 61 males, brown males from around the world, because we don't talk about men history. We have Women History Month. We don't have Men History Month.
So beautiful.
I want to uphold my males and show them that I'm proud of them and that I have their back. If nobody else got you, I got you.
That's beautiful. But you know what? God's got them too. You know, just listening to them and their faith and their strength, you know, it's amazing. And you guys have encouraged me tonight, so I want to say thank you to all of you.
Amen. Yeah, you definitely got to tell them exactly who you are, because you are definitely inspiration,
girl.
And you have definitely set the bar high for
us. She's not. I'm going to tell you who she is. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. The 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. The 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award winner. The Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. And also, the 2019 Battle of the Network Stars Champion. Oops, did I say that?
You're crazy.
And she beat me. She beat me that year.
Listen, you beat me. All right, girlfriend, but you stole my crown from last night, and I'm so happy. And last night I said you were going to do it, right?
You did.
Yes, yeah, see? I'm so happy.
You spoke it. So I thank you.
Can I read just a few things from a piece that I've written? I read it last night, my Jesus poem. I just want to read a little bit of it.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hoping, again, Shannon is listening, okay? Because I just want to read a few pieces of it and hope it resonates, okay?
She is listening.
Oh, great. Shannon, I love you. This is for you, girl. The world says God's a myth. The world says God is fake. God says I'm really here. God says I'm no mistake. It was then that I heard him clear as can be. I'm here and I care. I made you for me. You are not alone. I will lead the way. I'll never leave you. Your price I did pay. I'll protect you and guide you as long as you want. Tell me your sorrows. I'm your confidant. I'm your heavenly father. You're my earthly kid. There was a price on you to the highest of bid. It was then that I marked you and said you were mine. I knew at that moment you were made to shine. I'll never put rules on the way you should live. I give you free will. From my life I did give. The cross I was nailed to for you. Not in religious name, it was you that I knew. When Jesus took up the cross, he died on it for you. You now need to accept him so he can make you new. The lost are broken, the broken are lost, condemning your soul, not sparing the cost. God says, listen, I'm here for you. Just come to me and I'll make you new. We wear a cross because we're his kid, to be reminded what this man did. Come as you are and don't pretend. He knows all things beginning to end. It is finished were his last words. His flock will now be saved, marching in herds. It is finished. I know he said, now you can live and not be dead. Ask Jesus to free you of bondage Satan holds. Ask Jesus to stand guard as the Bible now unfolds. All that was written is being played out. Will you be ready or will you have doubt? Will you be ready the day he returns or left behind to feel the burns? My prayer is this, that you take heed to know the reason Jesus did bleed. The time is near, it really is. Will you be ready to say you're his? That's for anyone who needed to hear that. And Shannon, I love you. Angela, congratulations, sweetheart. And again, God bless you and all your guests.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry, for stopping by. And thank you for that amazing piece. Again, that was Jerry Petito, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. She wears a lot of hats. She does a lot. We have caller number 6 in queue. Caller number 6, if you can state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, good evening, Angela. Chinchilla J, how are you tonight?
Hello. Chinchilla, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. And also greetings to your guest, your co-host, Apostle Lee. God bless you, man of God. How are you this evening?
Doing well, and we're glad to have you tonight. How are you?
I am just fine. I've been enjoying the show tremendously. The guest that you had, Brother Fernando and Brother Avery, enjoyed them, enjoyed Shannon's poetry and Gary's poem as well, and the things Hooney said, and, you know, and also congratulations on your all-time connection. And I'm enjoying everything tonight, and it's a blessed show. Blessed show. And I know, I think you have two more guests that you're going to be presenting as well. So I am going to just say good night. I'm going to continue listening, but I want to hear your other guests. So
I want to
thank you. I will continue to listen to the show.
No, Chinchilla.
You're
well,
welcome.
That was our Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Janicia, our WBNN commissioner. Thank you for all that you do. She's also the host of News Forum that airs every Sunday night. Amazing, amazing. She does some amazing work. If you've not checked her out, please stop back by on Sunday and check her out. She does amazing work bringing information about social injustice, overly and wrongfully incarcerated. And we are just so proud of the work that she does over here on WBNN. So thank you, Chinchilla, our reigning commissioner. We love you. We have caller number 7 in queue. Caller number 7, if you can state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Angela, this is Terrence Strength. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Terrence. How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm doing great. I just want to say congratulations to you and your connection record, and congratulations to your honored guest here. I'm enjoying hearing the show. I just want to thank you for having a show where you're giving props to men, because a lot of times I think a lot of us feel underappreciated. You know, we hear all the bad news about those who are not being at their best, and that seems to be that gets all the pub, you know. So it's good to hear brothers trying to put it down and handle their business and be an inspiration to others. So I want to thank you for having a show like this, because it's very important.
Yes, thank you, and Terrence, you have to tell the listeners exactly who you are, because you are an amazing man too. You've done some amazing stuff over here at the network, and I'm just honored to be a host beside y'all. I mean, y'all just make it seem so easy, and I just have to – I work so hard trying to keep up with y'all. So please,
come on,
share with the listeners. Yeah, y'all make it hard for a girl.
He ain't going to do it either. No. He ain't going to do it either. He ain't going to do it either. The 2020 – WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, but most importantly, guys, around the world. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Nominee for the Class of 2022. The Outstanding Performer, Mr. Terrence Strength.
You're going to be in there. You're going to be in there for the Class of 2022, so we're looking forward to hearing that announcement and congratulating you for that.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It's an honor. But just like you're saying, we have a lot of great hosts on this network, and I just want to thank you for your honored guest and all the hard work. You're one of the hardest working women I know. You and Jerry Petito and Chinchilla, actually, all of you guys. So I get tired thinking about you guys, but great show. Great topic, great guest. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing. I tell you, Apostle, I sit among some amazing people. I was just telling somebody today, it's very important that you know who you labor among. We sit
Amen.
Among these people that have so much talent and so many gifts. And we don't even recognize that these people are so gifted and so talented, because we're too busy doing everything but what we should be doing, uplifting each other and being our brothers and sisters keepers.
Amen.
I tell you,
and what I like about every one of them are very humble as well. That's when you know you're going someplace, because they're humble and they're just handling their business and doing what needs to be done. And I'm honored just to be a part of it tonight. Thank you.
Wow. Now, before we close out tonight, I want to hear a little bit more about you. You touched on your cleaning business. What else do you do? I know you're an amazing man of God. And I heard a little bird said something about a jewelry business. Can you share a little more
about what
all you got going on?
Junior what?
Okay.
Actually, we have several different entities, but we also have a jewelry line. It's Paparazzi. It's called Destiny Bling Boutique. That's also part of the ministry that helps us do a lot of what we do, far as feeding the homeless. Helping people that are in crisis. We have the detail business as well, where we teach and train people how to be entrepreneurs themselves, get their own, be able to take care of themselves without having anyone standing over them. Cool line, that's our own design. We started out with like 4 gallons, and we built it up to what it is today. You know, we actually took nothing and turned it into something with God's help. We're one of the only 2 black distributors here in Tallahassee, and we really started from the ground up. We've been doing it legally, and I said just like that because it is what it is, for 20-some odd, and we've been doing it a little longer than that, but, you know, you had to have paperwork in order to move to the next level. We also try to teach on the 5 P's because we as black men, a lot of times, we'll have a great idea and we'll go out and we'll start and we'll quit right in the middle of it. So the 5P stands for proper preparation prevents poor performance. So if we're training you to do it the proper way, you can last, you know, and that's the problem with a lot of our black men. We don't have anybody to show us or take the time to invest in us to show us the right way to go. It's not that we don't want to do, but we can only go as far as our knowledge allows us to go. Otherwise, the world trains us what they want us. And so, therefore, that's where I come in at, you know, because I was one of those people back in the day was kind of, just to be honest, just a brawler because I didn't like people to take advantage of other people. So that, in turn, took me to where I am today. God called me into the ministry years ago. I ran just like most of you. And when I stopped, I was still standing right in front of him. So I decided just to do his will. And after I'd done that, I found out that I could reach other men that people felt was counted out. So if I could let my light so shine before them, then they wouldn't mind listening to what I had to say. And that way it would catapult the rest of our men to do something greater when they saw it was another way to go. But that's just a few of our businesses, but we don't want to talk all about that. We want to talk about how well you're doing as well for what you've done for this platform for as black men being honored, you know, because that's a great, great, great on tonight, and you've been doing it for a while. And with all the men that I've heard tonight being so humble and then not being recognized, you know, this is wonderful. And if there's anything that we can do to keep pushing you forward, please let us know.
Amen, amen. I definitely, this is where I am. I'm right here on WBNN Network. I'm here every 4 weeks. I'm going to be here. And then, of course, y'all know y'all can follow me across my platform. I am the queen of collaborations because I truly believe in networking, partnering, coming together and collaborating. So all my platforms, I'm the queen of collaborations. You can go over to Linktree, check out some of my endeavors. Always, if you want to donate, you can donate. I'm on Cash App, PayPal, Aspiring Authors Magazine, Cash App, Queen of Collaborations. I don't turn down a donation. I'm always in need of something. Sister need a new computer. Sister need new all kind of stuff. I'm trying to move the kingdom forward, and I'm trying to be a blessing to the kingdom. So I'm just a vessel. But I thank you for stopping by tonight and sharing. Thank you. You always can keep me lifted in prayer because prayer changes. Prayer changes. So definitely do that. I have truly enjoyed all of my guests that stopped by on tonight. I don't know if they're still on, but if they are, I want to thank them so much for stopping by and being transparent and sharing just a little bit of who you are, what you're doing, and what you desire to see, because they are definitely a part of the change that they want to see in this world. So I applaud them for that. And I want to encourage you, if you are listening, to support your black men. Lift them up instead of tearing them down, because society has failed them, and it's up to us to help lift them up. So with that being said, it is time for Ngozi Time.
First of all, I'm so proud of this network. Thank you, Apostle Reverend Lee Thomas, coming on tonight. I am just happy tonight for everything that has been done on this network tonight. What more can we say about what goes around the world? We're translated in 49 different languages in 49 different countries, and we're broadcasting in 63 different countries every single night. And I'm so proud of what we have accomplished in just what we do. Shannon Stanton, I know you want to say thank you, and I want to let the world know that she wants to say thank you. But let's go to what we do on a constant basis. The Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, congratulations on your 38th WBN all-time connection record and the longest streak in this network at this time, 7 consecutive. We're getting ready on the 12th of June, guys, one of the greatest times in the history of any internet radio broadcasting, the Battle of the Network Stars, you know, featuring me, Olad Cassell. You remember me, Angela Thomas Smith? You were, like, what, the third commissioner on this network, and you did a great job nonetheless. But we will have fun on on the 12th of June of this year. I cannot wait for, you know, the 8 contestants that will battle and promote themselves. And who can promote this show the best will win the Battle Network Stars. The reigning champion is a young lady by the name of Arthur Tun Ray, and we'll see who will take that title from her this year on the 12th of June. What more can I say that haven't already been said? Tomorrow night right here on WBNN, we have an outstanding celebration. And it should not count robbery for any single host that knows this man. And he supported everybody on this network. You better call in tomorrow night for Huni Bakatun. You better call in to We Will Wear You, his 5th anniversary tomorrow night. Are you ready for greatness? And it will be 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here at WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and, of course, Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi Time. Of course, Ola Dele Malay, we're Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? Ole De Le. Donnie Ngozi with my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And, of course, I know Angie would like me to say this because she would comb my head if I didn't. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever for the contributions to music as well as producing. And my name is Ola Dele Malay Ngozi. You happy with that, Angie? Say goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now we give you to the wonderful host of Walking in Purpose, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. You have 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go in this wonderful programming tonight.
I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. I tell you, I have truly been blessed. I hope that you have been blessed. I hope that you will share this. I hope that you will be back next month to tune in once again. I love my network, and I know you love us too. So continue to share us with someone. Brother O, thank you for all you do. I love you guys. Be blessed. And guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it. So be blessed. Thank you, Apostle, for stopping by. Good night.